Madabra Boy Side Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Vayechi. A little sad, I have to say, because it is the last of the Parshios that we'll be doing. And not sad because I get to actually do this in front of a live audience, even though I'm in America. Vayechi is the culmination of everything that, you know, Maisa Ovas Simon Labanim. We spoke this morning about the Ramban's concept of Rosh Weiss laws. Maisa Ovas Yitzira Labanim. I like the word Yitzira because it's like the building, if you will, the painting of what we will be. And he explains that in trying to understand, which will make sense in the topic that we're discussing today, this concept of we don't know everything. Of course, the famous question is, how is it that Yosef didn't tell his father that he was alive? He knew what was going on. How is it possible that he treated the brothers the way that he did while they were there? How is it possible that, right, all these different, how is it possible? And in this parsha, with all the amazing brachos, there's a lot of how is it possible? Why does Yaakov say these things about so on and so forth? But there is a big question in the parsha about Dan. Because Dan receives a very interesting bracha. Dan's not, if you will, he's not one of the more famous of the, of the Shvatim. So it says, Dan yadinamo ke'echad shiftei Yisrael. Very, if you will, strange, I'm sorry to say. Dan will avenge his people, and the tribe of Israel will unite him. So Dan come from the word Dan, obviously, that he'll be the Dayanim. Okay, fine, I'm just going to continue if you don't mind. He then says, Nachash, Don, of course, is the symbolic of the Nachash, right? Al derech shishifon, excuse me. Ale erech ha-nachash, ekrav asus, ve'epol ke'echad, lushua secha kivisi Hashem, something that we know very, very, compared to a serpent on the highway, a viper on the path that bites the horses. So the Mefarshim have a lot to say about that. But I want to focus on the Rashi, what Rashi says on this. Rashi actually repeats this twice when he's talking about Dan. And he says, Ke'echad shivtei Yisrael, Kol Yisrael hayu ke'echad, Amo, ve'et kulam yodin. They will all be together and he'll be the judge for them. What is he talking about? Al Shimshon, Navo, Nuvuazu. This is going to be Shimshon's Nevuah. Shimshon's going to be one of the greatest of the Shoftim. And that's the story. That's what we're talking about over here. The Odi Esh Lefarish. He says, Ke'echad Shiftei Yisrael, Kim Yuchad Vashvatim, Hu David Shabam Yehuda. Just like David, so he says, it's not such a strange thing, says Rashi. Right? When we talk about Yehuda and Yehuda, Yehuda's coming from Malchus. Malchus, the first thing you think of is Malchus David. Mashiach ben David. Okay, fair. Fair, that's fair. Except I would, I'm not arguing with Rashi Chas v'Shalom, but I would question Rashi, and the Rashi is getting this from Bereishis Rabba from the Medrash Tanhuma. Is Yehuda's known? It's not just David. There's also a guy named Shlomo. There's famous kings that come from David. It's a little bit different than Shimshon. A little bit is an understatement. So we have to understand this. Now, it's also interesting to point out that Dan comes from the Shevet of, comes from his mom, is Bilhah, which is Rachel's maidservant. And he was left for last. We're done now. We're left for last. The question is, why Shimshon? What's Miyuchad about that? So let's try to understand. Over Shabbos, I was on Yarche Kala, and I heard an amazing shiur every time. It doesn't let me down. Rav David Beshefkin. He's just great. I have great conversations with him. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe last year, 2 years ago, he said something, and it clicks with me. But then more than that, I said, ooh, it relates to our parsha. So it was great. So I'm just going to be honest. I'll tell you the topic. He spoke about the Meir Kahana. The topic was Kahana, kingship, and the redemption of the people, and he called it the Ben Gvir culture, this new culture of saying what's on your mind and not caring. Of course, we don't have to go farther than Trump, right? You could say whatever is on your mind. So he had a lot to say, which we won't get into the politics of it, but he gave a really amazing shiur, and just a snippet of something beautiful in the shiur is really when the archives of the first president of Israel was released, excuse me, the first chief rabbi of Israel, of course, was Rav Cook was the first chief rabbi of before the modern state of Israel, and then Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog's son, which certainly President Herzog, which is not the first president of Israel, but certainly later on would be known, his archive was, so he I just have to point this out, so he pointed to in the archive two very interesting letters. One was Pras Idud Hit Bolulut, the prize that was given by Meir Kahana, he signs it, by Kahana Chai, to the person who caused the most amount of secularism, the most amount of Hit Bolulut, of unfortunately what we have to deal with in our society. You know, we're here today because it's January 2nd, but it's a legal holiday, and I just found out the Frisch, I didn't know, they called me from Frisch, and they said that there's school today. I'm like, oh, shoot, there's school there for lunch. I don't know, right? So a lot of the schools, they want to show, no, Dafka, we learn on New Year's or the day after New Year's. It's very important. So prostitutes, right, is terrible. What's happening in our society that so many people are celebrating and this holiday and even some people Nebuch Christmas, and it's and he gave it to him. And he said that the president of Israel, okay, fine. Then he has this fake letter from Rav Soloveitchik, which asks Weizmann to include him in the, Herzog in the government. And he says he's a Meshuggah, but not that Meshuggah, and he signs it. And I notice this when he gave the shir, Yosef Dov, La'aba Mora, Rabbi Moshe Halevi Soloveitchik, Ish Boston. So that could just point out to you. First of all, Dov is not spelled Lvov. Two, it was Abba Murray, not Mara, and he's not an East Boston. As he said, he's not like Paul Revere, East Boston. He hasn't called himself East Boston. Other Svarim have called him East Boston as a derogatory term. It doesn't make any sense. But the reason, what I wanted to point out also is very interesting, is that when the state was established, the chief rabbi of Israel asked the Gadol Hador. So at the time, Rav Herzog asked the Gadol Hador, which was Rav Chaim Ozer, undisputed heavyweight champion of chief rabbis, and he said, I've already learned from the great Rav Chaim Ozer, he said that you can't create a Medina based on halacha, which sounds crazy. He says, you can't, because you need the Shevet Yehuda, if you will. You need, as our parsha says, you need a Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is going to bring Malchus. Okay, it doesn't talk about democracy, but it's going to be normal, and the nations are going to understand, okay, that this makes sense. And he says, it's not going to work any other way not to have that. What's unique about Dunn? Dunn is actually what, you know, Meir Kahana's point was. No, I want a Medina based all on halacha. It's very interesting because now that the new government was sworn in, a lot of people are very nervous. My cab driver specifically was unfortunately cursing out this situation. He's saying, I hate this government. I love Bibi, but these religious people, they're going to coerce us to do, he's not religious, they're going to coerce us to do all these things. You know, this is not a Medina of halacha. It's very interesting. That being said, we all know how amazing it is. Rav Rimon was interviewed by Behind the Bima. And my wife said, you have to listen to it. I'm not into the podcast so much. But I said, okay, I'll listen to it. And Rabbi Moon beautifully said this idea. Says, can we just stop for a minute? There's no country in the world that marriage has to be done according to rabbis, la halacha, according to kol hashitos. The girl has to go to the mikveh before. There's kashrus. That's pretty amazing. You could say, okay, it's not the perfect halacha in it. Very interesting. So when we talk about Dunn, we have a very interesting story that happened, because when the Medrash Rabbah tells the story in Parshas Vayechi of when Yaakov passes away, we have, of course, the beginning of the Parsha where he says to his son Yosef, please swear to me, I'll be better in Eretz Yisrael. So when that happens and they go to Maris HaMachpelah, there's a bit of a hold up, and everybody's there. And what's the hold up? The hold up is that Esav said, what's going on? Are you crazy? No way. Esav son is Yaakov, remember? What do you think? We made up? We're friends? No. What you did to me, and you took the bracha from my father, no way. Miyad ka'as Yehuda, v'sha'ag b'kol gadol, says the Midrash Rabbah. That when Yehuda heard this, he was like, as it says in our parsha, he's like the Aryeh, the kol gadol, the halach koilus parsa. He screamed out. Okay, yishkoyach, so what? That's what happened. Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh. The Gemara in Sota says, extension of this Medrash, this is a crazy story, you may have heard this before. Dun had a son. His name was Chushim. Bara Chushim, Bara Ladun. Taman Hadiv Glov. He was deaf. So you can imagine this is going on now. He has no idea what's going on, though. He hears this screaming guy, this guy, he can't hear anything, right? He's just looking, what's going on over here? What does he know? He knows his grandfather's not being buried. That's all he knows. What's going on over here? My high Amrle, what's going on? So he says, I'll know what I'll do. He says, he went up to Esav, famously, chopped his head off, killed him, and rolled into Maris HaMachpelah, and he was buried. So something very special happens with Chushim. Something special, which we'll see in a moment, is Dafka, the relationship with Shevet Dan. And that's the extension of us. Because what this pasuk is teaching us is something very, very important. Yehuda, as the Pesukim say in our parasha, Yehuda, ata yaducha, achicha, yerechem, you're going to rule over Gur Aryeh Yehuda, right? You're going to be, I don't want to say the word normal, but you're going to be the Malchus. So what's Dan going to do? Ke'echad shuftei Yisrael, right? Yeah, you're going to be like Shimshon. So the Rashbam, it's funny, I was looking at all the Meforshim today. The Rashbam says something beautiful. He only quotes part of it, but I have the full verse. Ha'meforash Shimshon, lo yada, ba'omek pshuto shel mikra. Rashi's always pshuto shel mikra. He goes, that's the pshuto shel mikra? Don't you think it's a little strange, says the Rashbam, that my grandpa Rashi, Zaidi, why did he say this? He saw in the future Shimshon. That's pshuto mikra, ki Yaakov ba, he had a very difficult life at the end. His eyes were gouged out. Can't be. There's got to be something else that's going on over here. There's got to be something else that's miyuchad with him. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. So what could it be? And this is, of course, what spurred me, because as I turn the page, I see my Rebbe is quoted. I'm like, now we have a lesson from the life. So, apparently, I'm assuming this is on YU Torah. There's a shir that was given by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and Baruch Hashem, my relationship with, from none other than Ramat Beit Shemesh Israel. And so apparently he transcribed, Rabbi Shefkin transcribed what he said when he was killed. And as you know, Meir Kahana was assassinated. And when he was assassinated, they asked him, Rav Aaron would give a very famous chumashir on Thursdays. It's probably going to try to call you now. He gave a famous shir on Thursdays. I remember Baruch Hashem, the schus of being in Rav Aaron's shir. So we had like 8 people in shir. Thursdays, it was amazing. Rav Aaron would get everyone. He would talk about anything under the sun. And Rav Aaron, being in his unique way, not just spoke, he didn't care what people had to think, which is going to be similar to what he says. So the day that Rabbi Kahana was killed, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was asked in shir what he thought. So he said, give me a chumash. He often did this. My first relationship with Rav Aaron was from last week's parasha, where he said, two weeks ago, I'm sorry, from Parshas Mikes, my kids know this, Kushta Kushta, where he said, Aval Hashem Menachem, when the brothers actually admit that they did wrong, Bitzedek, they should have had more rachmanis on him. So he said to me, give me a chumash. I can imagine this happening. Give me a chumash, he said. And he turned to Parshas Vayigash, and he told over the Gemara that we just said, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Gimel. And he said, Chushim ben Dan, who was deaf, was unwilling to watch Yaakov lie in disgrace. Why? He said, it wasn't. He says, why is this? Why did Chushim do this? He says, Svar is not Pasha. Of course, Esav should have been killed. So he says Rav Chaim, my father explained that it was not just the Shvatim who came to the Levaya of Yaakov. This is remarkable. All other kings were there. The non-Jewish world was there as well. So Yaakov was a well-known figure. So to show Kavod Achron, everybody came. Everybody was there. All other of the Shvatim were concerned about what. So all the other Shvatim were concerned, well, we can't do anything. We can't kill him because, especially Shevet Yehuda, like, we got to be diplomatic here, right? Democracy, you know? We got to do the right thing, PC, especially our generation, you know? Maybe we shouldn't even say, you know, they, thy, you know, like, what are the proper pronouns? We have to be politically correct. It would be an outrage to do anything at this point except scream, and Yehuda did his thing. Chushim, however, was deaf. He didn't hear anyone else. He didn't hear or care, if you will, what the world had to say. So Rav Aaron goes on to explain, and Rav Beshevkin quotes other sources, that was the difference. In life, we have our prim and proper people, but we also have our Don. Don was the one who would go out on the limb and say maybe what you think, but people don't say. You need people in society that, yes, are going to be those people who say things
and maybe even do actions, and then afterwards we can talk about it. I'm not chas v'shalom talking about, you know, things that are totally against halacha, against Judaism, what we believe. Of course, chas v'shalom, I'm not talking about killing people. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes you have to stand up for things, right? Sometimes you say, no, this is covered a Torah. Afterwards, everybody's going to make fun of it. It's fine. I'll take it. That was the uniqueness of Dan. Yehuda's great, but Yehuda's the politically correct one. He has to be. But Dan has something very, very special about it. Dan is able to take over this amazing mentality, which is so very, very important. And that's Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milvin says in his Sefer as well, understanding the shleimus that a person needs. He says, Hamadubar b'davar zeh b'fo'al b'olam hu sheva dan. Hamasaf l'kol hamachanot shehu hamakabetz es kol hanidachim b'Yisrael. K'mo she'amru chazal b'shemois rabba, that he was the one who brought together the nidachim. He was the one who brought together those that were the outcast. Da'agodol mir shvatim Yehuda, v'yidir b'hem, shebehem dan. They said that the reason why he was so, they were the largest tribe, is because of what Chushim actually did, which proves to us that it was the correct action. B'malchus, u'beis ha'migdash, shu'er hashoras ha'shchina, b'toicham, le'echar kol k'neses Yisrael be'aguda achas. Rav Tzadok takes the pasuk at face value and says, no, there's an achdus here that Dan is going to bring, because he's going to do what's right. Because he does not what everybody does. Ke'echad shute Yisrael chazal say, as we just said in our parasha, I'm yuchad ha'shvatim zeh. He goes, he's more miyuchad in a way than even Yehuda. And therefore, she'yachol ladon b'kafschus, ve'kar ruchoy kim biyotar. He does what's right. May not be what's politically popular. It may not be what's PC. It may, you know, may get on CNN tonight. May get in Haaretz. But that's okay. Beautiful idea. That's the done. So, this is a very, very important point. And this ends off Rav Beshefkin, is actually what's going to bring Mashiach. This is what's going to bring Mashiach. Because the bottom line is, what do we say? It's Semach David, Avdecha Meheres Atzmiach. Totally talking about David. David HaMelech from Yehuda, let's remember. At Semach David, Avdecha Meheres Atzmiach, we say this 3 times a day. Ukarno term Shuasach Yidu Shuascha Kivino Kolayom. Key what? The Shuascha Kivino Kolayom. That's the Pasuk. The Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. Wanting Mashiach is about both. So in fact, we say the next one is Vi Yerushalayim Yurcha. There's two Yerushalayims. Shalmal and Shalmata. It's doing the right thing. It has to be very calculated, but it's doing the right thing. Very, very interesting. Finally, tonight is Aser B'Tevis, really. We don't fast at night, of course, but we have to take a message from Aser B'Tevis. So my friend, Rabbi Shaul Feldman, sent me a beautiful piece, which I think is the done analysis. This, I think, brings us all together. And he says as follows. Rav Bitterman, one of my favorites, says from this week's parsha, he says the following thing. What's so miyuchad about Asar B'Tevis? I'll tell you what's miyuchad. The Gemara tells us that Asar B'Tevis, even if it fell on Shabbos, you would have to fast. Very interesting piece of Torah. So the Chassam Sofer picks up on this. The Chassam Sofer says, what's going on over here? He quotes in the name of the Abudram, which is actually in the Beis Yosef, Tav Kaf Nun. Ben Adam Kotzov Lecha Et Shem Hayom, Hu Etzem Hayom, Hu Samach Lemelech Bavel, Al Yushalayim, Be Etzem Hayom Azeh, Shem Hayo, Efshar, Efshar, but Tevis would be on Shabbos, can't come out in our calendars. What does it mean? So Rabbi Soloski gave a shiur last week where he explained that the whole reason why is that's the only holiday we have where actually the thing that happened was on Basar B'Tevis. Shavasar B'Tamas, first base of Megdash, wasn't Shavasar B'Tamas. Certainly, we know some Gedalia died on Rosh Hashanah. This is the one. So that's why we're very makbid. So, but says the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer. This isn't the Rav Bitterman Chassidish Toyer. This is Chassam Sofer. Says, what's so special?
Doiches a Shabbos? Tisha B'Av does not doiches a Shabbos. The fast day that like we're culminating to that fast day doesn't doiches a Shabbos. Yom Kippur does. What is this, like Yom Kippur? That day that started all the Peronius, Asar B'Tavis, the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim, Shelmata B'Oiso Yom Hichnisu, when the Yerushalayim Ircha, when it started in Lamata, Lamala, there was a Dion. And they said, okay, should we destroy the Beis HaMikdash or not? Should we? B'chor ben HaBikdash V'Golos Yisrael, Halola Yamim Ha'ilu? Should we? Is it right? V'chein Nigber based in, and they paskin on this day, Sreifa. And therefore, Chamur HaYom HaZeh. Okay, good until this point. Okay, that's why. But now here, this is shocking. This is shocking. Yerushalmi famously Yuma, we all know, Kol Dor Shlo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yoma Kilo Nichra B'Yoma Nimsha Shabachol Shana V'Shana. When we start the process of the Chorban, we have to start thinking to ourselves, what are we doing that it won't be Nechra this year? V'Zeh B'Chol Shana Higia B'Yom Asar B'Tavis. Every year Asar B'Tavis comes. She'az Hidchil L'Mala HaMishpat Ala Chorban. Kamo Kain B'Chol Dor. Ready for this? Yoshrim Beis Din shel mala the goyzrim chorban shel shana. They will decide tomorrow and say, should we bring the gula this year? Should we have these four fast days of gula of gulas, or should we bring a gula? That's going to be decided tomorrow. He says, and that makes sense, and that's why it could be on Shabbat. This is amazing. Listen to this Torah. He says, that's, you know why this is like a tanis cholam. Person on Shabbos morning wakes up, he has a horrible dream. So why is he fasting? Because of what happened? No. Because he thinks the Chalom is going to happen. That's this Thomas Chalom. You know why he could be on Shabbos? Because are we dreamers? Do we say to ourselves, no. The future. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to be a Golos year. I want it to be a Geula year. So you have to do something about it. You have to do something about the Osset. That's the idea. It's the Chefsa of the day. And what's the answer, of course, in my humble opinion? Who are we? Do we want to be like Chush? Chushin? Do we want to be a Chushim? Do we want to be a Don? Do we want to do the thing that's out of the box? Assuming it's the right thing to do, you have to have a great wherewithal to do that. I was telling to Rabbi Beshefkin, I said, that was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik got fired from the Skokie Yeshiva because he didn't agree with the new building they were buying, which was owned by Avodah Zarenix. And they knew he would get fired, and he said, okay, I have to do what's right. And I don't care what other people are going to say. We in our lives, and as we hit Asar B'Tavis, have to stop and say to ourselves, so what am I doing to change? On the Shabbaton, I was very impressed that there were people there who told stories. Just one person sent it. It was beautiful. He's a very high-ranking official in the board of NCSY. And he went up to a kid and he said, I want to tell you something. Last year, you came up to me and you said to me, NCSY Kol is not enough. Why is there nothing for me, the public school? I can't sit in NCSY Kol. You have a few kids. And he said that we started a Mechina program because of you, because of that one thing you did. Isn't that amazing? Right? Or about the one kid, they told the story also, about the one kid who spoke about their Shabbos and said, I was here last year, it didn't mean a lot to me. I think it was hard to believe this wasn't made up, but she got up there and she said, and I sat, I'm not exaggerating, a week ago on Christmas, and my family was making fun of me because they've accepted the customs of my father, who's not Jewish. She's Jewish. And they're all doing Christmas. And I said, it's Shabbos. Shabbos! And I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, in a week, I'll be in a place that's really Shabbos. It's because one person spoke to her and one person pushed her. And went, that's the idea. We should be zeicha that we don't just fast tomorrow. Right? We think to ourselves, oh, I have to wake up before 6:08. It's 5:22, and I'll be fine. It's not a fast, a joke. It's got to affect us. We have to be done. We have to do things and actions and say, no, I'm going to do this. Well, you, one person, you're going to be able. You don't know the changes that a person is going to make. And Mir Tzeshem, Mir Tzeshem, that this Asar B'Tavis is the last, and the Gezerah that the Rabbanu Shalom does for this Asar B'Tavis teaches us the important lesson that we can make change and bring the Gula Shlema Meheir V'Yameinu. Amen.